with them. Better than I am, I'm sure. First of all, I'd like to, on behalf of the Patriots, thank the people who have helped us so much out here in Arizona, Sherry Longhorse, the staff, is awesome. The accommodations are great. They did a tremendous job of working with us in every single way. And the people at the Cardinals facility, Matt Kersiel, many of the people there that helped us so much, have a great week of preparation. That it was awesome. So it was a tremendous trip from that standpoint. You know, can't say enough about really the Seattle Seahawks. That's a great football team, well coached. I have tremendous respect for Pete and the entire organization. Obviously, it was a game that came down to the final seconds, the yard maybe separated the two teams. That's a good football team we played last night. But in the end, I just couldn't be prouder of all the people in our organization and the players. You know, Tom referred to some of them. The coaching staff, just all year long, this team grinded it out. They're tough physically, tough mentally. They competed day after day. I can tell you that I worked this team hard. I know from personal experience that this team came to work every day. They worked hard, didn't make any excuses. When things didn't go right, they just rolled up their sleeves and got back to work and tried to fix them. Wasn't always perfect like last night, but it's a group that never stopped competing, never stopped fighting, never stopped playing. And I think last night's game kind of, for me, was reflective of the entire year, what I saw on a daily basis from that group of players and coaches and coaching staff. So, Tom, a lot of things were said about him this morning. They're all true. And he's been a great player. It's been a great privilege to coach Tom the last 15 years, 14 years as a starting quarterback. You know, we have a great relationship. We meet on a regular basis, weekly, several times. And I can't think of a more deserving player than Tom to be the recipient of the accolades that he has. This week, and particularly last night and today, he's our leader. He competes as well as any player I've ever coached. He's well prepared. He's got great poise, great presence. May not always be perfect, like it isn't for any of us. We all have our moments, but Tom, like many other players on our team, is the guy that fights to the end and competes to the end. And there's no player that I respect more for that than Tom. So that's been a great pillar of strength for the football team over the last decade and a half. And I sincerely appreciate that. But I'd say the same about a lot of other players on this team, too. This is a hardworking team. It's a tough team. It's a competitive team. And they showed that last time. Yep.
Morning, Bill. Vince Gilfork told me a couple of weeks ago that this roster had perfect chemistry, and you said last night you knew it was a special team. When did you realize that you had put all the pieces together just right?
Well, I don't know that I ever knew that, but I'd say kind of the turning point for me in this season was at halftime of the Kansas City game. And I mentioned that last night. I thought that was a game and a situation that obviously didn't go well. And we weren't in any position to win the game. But at the end of the game, you know, in the second half, fourth quarter, I thought our team played as hard as they could play. We didn't play well. We weren't coached well. But we competed hard, and that was a good sign. When we got some other things straightened out and improved, we had better results, such as the following week against Cincinnati and many succeeding weeks after that. So I thought that was that was a tough night for us. And I thought that at the time, but it was a challenge the team at halftime. They responded, and I thought that was in the end a key moment for our football team. Marcus.
Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
In the first quarter of the season, it was obvious that you have some pretty heavy issues to deal with. And from that point on, we have seen a different team, especially after the loss against the Chiefs. Now that the season is over and you are the champions, can you tell us what happened in that 6 days when you were on to Cincinnati?
Yeah, no, I don't think there was any big revelation. Yeah, it's a team that worked hard all season long, from, as Tom said, the beginning of OTAs, from training camp, every day of the season, the regular season. I don't think this season turned in one day or one play or 5 minutes or anything like that. It was a day-by-day, practice period process where we just all worked harder to get better and fix the problems and fix the things that didn't go well, both from the coaching and playing standpoint. So it's a long process. We weren't the same team in October. We were in September. We weren't the same team in December. We were in October. We got better on a consistent basis throughout the course of the year, and last night was a finished product. We played, three very good football teams in the postseason. Baltimore's a great football team. Indianapolis came back off the bench to win. They're a great team. Of course, Seattle. So we had to play our best football in the most important time of the year, and that's what these guys did. I don't think it was any one thing that happened, but it's more of a hard-working, grinded-out effort and attitude by our team over a sustained period of time. And that's really what it takes in this league. You can't do anything in 5 minutes. It takes a lot more than that.
Yeah, Bill. Julian made a really big catch. I think it was like 10 minutes to go. Cam hit him hard. Stayed, held on to the ball. After that, was he checked for concussion? Or, and if so, the results of that?
Yeah, I'm a coach, and I have a deal with our trainers and doctors. They're the medical experts, and they don't call plays, and I'm the coach, and I don't get involved in the medical part of it. So when they clear players to play, then if we want to play them, we play them. And the plays we call, I don't have to get approval from them. So it's a good setup.
Two more questions?
Coach, congratulations on
the victory.
Thank you.
Given how absolute you were about having no involvement in obviously the balls being underinflated, perhaps, in the AFC Championship game, I wonder if you feel like your team made a statement, if any, last night with their performance after a week of being under siege.
Yeah, I don't have any other comment on that. I've twice gone into great detail about everything I knew. I try to be totally transparent and giving everybody as much information as I have. That's all I have to give.
Bill, can you talk about the going into this past season and upgrading the cornerback position, the thought about going after Revis and Browner, and obviously why those two?
It's a great question. And, sometimes things just work out. It's not always a great plan. Sometimes it's just the way things fall. We tried to sign a keep, and we got into a negotiation with him and his representatives. He's a great football player. Ended up signing with Denver. Revis was available because Tampa released him, so that we were able to get involved in that. And we talked to Brandon. And in the end, we were able to work out with both players. So sometimes those things just work out. And I'd say that's not dissimilar to the receiver situation. We talked to Julian, and unlike Akeed, that one was able to work out. And in the process of doing that, we had conversations with LaFell and other receivers, and that worked out as well. So sometimes you just don't really know how those things can go until you get into them. And, you talk to the players, you talk to the representatives, you try to figure out where you are as a team, and you do what's best. And in that case, both players have all three players really, Rivas, Brown, Ramafell, three guys that have come in that weren't on our team and have made a real big impact on our team. In addition to, you know, it's really the four guys that came in during the season. Branch, Casillas, Plum, and Ayers. For one reason or another, signings, trades, whatever it happened to be. Guys that weren't with our team at the beginning of the year that came in later on, you know, had a significant impact. But those signings were, I'd say, as much a part of the players wanting to play here as it was us wanting the players on our team. And so it worked out. So.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.